How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm giggly at the moment.
Oh, it's such a nice day.
Such a nice day. It's beautiful. The sun's shining.
Sun's shining. I've got a pink t-shirt on. Susie's got a pride flag t-shirt on.
I'm wearing some shorts.
Lovely shorts.
Thanks, Tom.
And lovely trainers, too.
Thank you. They're new.
They're a cork bottom.
They're a cork bottom.
How do you find that?
I can walk on water.
You can certainly walk on wine.
And I do a lot. I drink a lot and I've got the shakes.
Someone was telling me if you cut out booze, you lose weight really quickly. Not that you need to lose weight, but I do.
Whoa.
I'm thinking I should cut out booze because apparently your liver can't process anything if it's dealing with booze, and it means you lose weight really fast.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be sober all the time.
I know, it's so troubling.
So I've got...
Troubling.
Troubling. I'm doing my new show a lot at the moment in the build-up to the old Fringe. It's very physical, Tom.
Let's get physical. Physical.
It is so physical. I feel like Lee Evans. I'm running all over the place, sweating disgusting amounts, just like, absolutely gross.
Oh, nice.
And I'm not fit enough for my show, which is making me think
it's like
I should cut out booze, fags, heroin, all the fun stuff.
All the stuff you love. Well, it is a bit like that sort of actor training, isn't it? Like, the thing is, you need to be both physically and mentally fit. It's a very physically demanding job.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Hamlet or something.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing
Lear. All these actors love to go on about it, don't they? Like, it's so physically demanding.
And do you know what? My show is quite physically demanding.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's great. I'm going to shred in Edinburgh.
Oh my God, let's all shred in Edinburgh.
Let's shred.
I wonder if I'll go back to the same trainer that I went to last year. Scott, do you remember him?
Yeah, you really fancied
him. Lovely eyes. She might listen, he doesn't. But
she was straight, right?
She was straight, yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved him.
I remember.
I hope he's still there.
I'm sure he will be.
I'm going to be really sad if he's not there.
Going to go, excuse me, is Scott around?
I need to speak to Scott. What do you mean he's not here anymore?
Where is he? Well, I'll have to move to Glasgow, won't I?
Well, I suppose that's it. I'll move to Copenhagen. So we'll see. But we'll see. Like having a trainer.
It's good. I'm trying to get fit.
You are fit. What do you mean?
I'm fit enough to do my show.
It'll come quickly. Yeah. You're building up to it.
I also need to give up smoking. I mean, it's so bad.
Well, that maybe is true. Yeah, we all know
that. You need to keep on smoking.
But we had a lovely time at the Glory the other week.
We did, Tom.
And one of the things we decided we could talk about on the show, which I think is relevant in the week after Pride, is catalogue shopping.
Well, yeah, and it sort of came around because four different homosexual men asked me if my shirt was Gucci. No, Versace. Do you remember this?
Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
Which was just such a...
It did look...
It was such a great time to be Susie Ruffle.
It did look prime time, like Gianni Versace.
Yeah, people were like, I'm sorry, is that Versace?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but thank you so much. Yeah. And you know it means so much more from gay men.
It means like at least 9 or 10 times more.
You know, if a straight man had said to me, is that Versace?
You would have been like,
I don't know why all straight men said that. Is that Versace?
Is that Versace?
So it really meant a lot. So if you were one of those guys, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you from the heart of my bottom.
That's you.
But we jest. But it is a lovely blouse.
Thank you, Tom. So catalogue shopping.
Catalogue shopping, because I remember it being a big deal that Mum would have the Freeman's catalogue.
The Freeman's catalogue, of course.
Under the bureau. It wasn't called a bureau, it's called the chest. It's called the cupboard in the...
The chest.
The chest. And it would be like a big deal when the Freeman's lady came round.
Right, so talk to me. What was in the Freeman's catalogue?
An array of things. Mainly clothing, a lot of children's wear. You had to fill in like one of those carbon lists, I think.
Right.
And then send it off or give it to the lady, and then she would come around with these sealed bags.
Yeah.
And drop them off, and then you would have your holiday wear.
And then would it be like a pig to send them back?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
So it's like the original online shopping without going online?
Yeah, it was a catalogue. You had the line in the form of like a 5 million page catalogue.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Freeman's was sort of had the... It was, for us anyway, it was like the one that was above all else in terms
above
of...
above all else, Christmas, holidays, each other.
Each other, the Freeman's catalogue, was so important. It was regarded as very important and don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, and also like the next catalogue, we didn't have that, but I remember people that being a big deal, that came in a box.
Came in a box, and it was also hardback.
And that was delivered. I feel like you had to pay for that.
I'm not sure. So, I know my cousin had one. I remember getting around and seeing it.
Oh, wow. I bet it was had pride of place in the middle of the coffee table.
Well, that sort of thing, yeah. Mm. I remember Littlewood's had a catalogue as well.
Yes, which Mining Class now publicises.
Does she?
I think so. Yeah, Littlewood's
hearsay.
Hearsay. I just heard it on hearsay. I'm not sure. I don't know what the point of it was. I suppose it just meant you didn't have to go to the shops.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But I don't know why you'd go for one over the other or...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Did your mum ever have a catalogue shopping? Because you lived in the countryside.
Well, no, we live in Portsmouth, Tom. It's very kind of you to say it's the countryside, but it really is the end of the country.
Side of the country, you could call it.
So we would do Avon more.
Avon calling.
Ooh, ding dong.
Avon calling, yes. And what did Avon bring around for you?
It would have been during my spotty face phase.
Right, I had a spotty face too. What
do you remember when I had fat and a fringe? It was around that time. Bad skin, fat, a fringe. It was
all the gel we put on our hair.
Oh, God. And it was when I had a fringe, and then my fringe would make my head greasy.
Oh,
and then my spots would get worse.
Yes.
It's so disgusting being a teenager. If you're a teenager listening, I'm sorry, guys. It gets so much better. It's the It Gets Better campaign.
It Gets Better campaign. It's just that's referring to hair.
It
gets better.
Hair gets better.
I think I feel much more comfortable in myself now and
oh
my looks now. Everything about me I feel better about.
So my parents are moving house at the moment.
Yes.
And so I've been going through like a lot of old pictures.
Oh.
And found like some headshots from when I was like a tiny actress.
Oh, I think I've seen some of these on a TBT Instagram post.
I think you may have seen them on a TBT Instagram post. But just, I look so different.
Oh.
And it's, yeah, the headshot time wasn't a tricky time for me, but there were some pictures of me, and I'm like, you look at pictures and you're like, I'm wearing a polo shirt, velour trousers, like some cool little DMs, and I'm like, Mum, how was it a surprise to you?
They see what they want to see.
How was this, like, picture of me in like the full Portsmouth strip. Like, how is this ever a surprise? Bless your hearts.
Bless all of your hearts.
But yeah, so looking at those pictures and just, oh God, remembering those times of being just like you and your hormones are changing, you're like always a bit clammy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're like, and you'll go outside and play at lunchtime and then you'll go back in and like your skin's bad and you're, oh, I just hated it.
Yeah, it's so difficult. So what did Avon
change for PE?
Oh, I hated all that.
So Avon would bring like this lemon face wash that I would use.
Oh, and did that work?
Not really.
I was sent to the doctors. I actually didn't mind having acne in a way.
I can imagine your mum wasn't keen on it. We've got to sort that out.
You should go to the doctors and get that sorted out. I was quite happy to be like disgusting and desexualized by
of course.
Having a repulsive face. Also, it gave me something to do.
Squeeze your spots?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Such a nice hobby.
But you don't have any scars now from having acne.
Well, of course, I had a face transplant.
Oh my God, it's lovely.
Yeah,
I love what you've done with the face.
Thank you. I went and had antibiotics, which
did
I took
you?
For a long time, yeah. Which I don't know if that's probably very good for you.
Yeah,
they did help.
They put me on the pill for my bad skin.
Me too.
Yeah, and you're not pregnant, neither am I, so it's worked.
It's definitely worked. Well done. That's what
works. You talked about pregnancy last week and this week.
What can I say? You're broody.
I'm so fucking broody.
Well...
I told you, didn't I? Like, something has changed inside my body in the last, like, 6 months.
Really?
That I'm like, I want a wife, a lasagna in the oven, and a baby. That's all I want.
A lasagna in the oven could be a euphemism for a baby.
You know?
Like a bun in the oven.
Yeah, like an Italian bun in the oven.
In our more sort of international age, yeah. Well, I think as I've got older, I've realised how much I don't want children.
But that ruins my plan for you and I to have babies together. Look, you can just financially support us.
Okay, fine.
We'll just be a financial burden. And then I'll say things like, go and see your father. He wants to read your book. I don't want to hear more Christopher Isherwood. Well, you have to.
Do it.
Go and sit on his knee.
I like being a godfather. I'd like to be quite an intimidating godfather.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good for children to have someone to be scared of. I'd like to have a wingback armchair when I go in and see them and spin round in my chair.
I think you've said this before on the podcast.
Have I? No, I think we said it in the car the other day.
Oh, did we?
Which is like the podcast. It's like the podcast like after hours.
Extra sliced.
Untucked. Yeah.
Untucked.
Unsliced. I think it would be quite fun to be a scary godfather.
Yeah.
This would be good.
Come.
Yeah.
Rather than come in. Come.
Hello. How are you doing at school? Are you working hard?
Show me your reports.
Yes, show me your reports. What have you done well at? Why have you not done this? This is very disappointing.
You wouldn't be, though, because you're such a softie underneath your exquisite suits. Lies a very kind heart.
Very kind heart encased in ice. But no.
And then once you get through the ice, there's a lovely heart, and then there's more ice!
More ice. It's very surprising. Layer cakes,
it's like
a Viennetta.
It's like a Russian doll.
Like a Russian doll of ice and heart. It's disgusting.
Yeah. If anything, Tom.
It's very
Tom
unwell.
Needs a heart
transplant. He's very, very unwell. But yes, I like that idea of being scary. But yeah, like there was a child on the plane the other day when I was going
Clang,
to Spain.
Clang, Tom's been away.
I've been on a plane, guys. Viewling. Paid for priority boarding on the way home, got on a bloody bus. So the priority's, you know, diminished. So disappointing.
I hate those basic bitches that queue.
You saw my Instagram post about it, I hope.
Yeah.
That I was like, we've got allocated seating, just sit down. And yeah, if you have got a wheelie case, it probably is going to end up in the hold.
But I mean, it takes an extra 10 minutes, deal with it.
Deal with it.
Unless you're like absolutely like hurrying to get a train or something, just deal.
Just deal with it. Also, don't have such big bags.
Yeah, I always take a like a
rucksack.
No, I've got like a soft bag that's like a hold all that you can just squeeze in somewhere.
Yeah, perfect. No, these massive cases people take as hand luggage.
Absolutely not.
Anyway.
You know, guys.
You know, and this child was like screaming. Like,
oh no.
Like, but louder than that. Like, more piercing than that.
Because their ears were popping, do you think?
I don't care.
Of course. Sorry, I can't believe I suggested you might care for a moment.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Or I just sort of thought, like, get them to run around or something. They were sort of cooped
to run
up.
Around.
That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd have thought so.
But, like, I wasn't... I know, like, people say it's so hard having children. You don't understand what it's like. People do try their best. But I was a bit like, these parents could be a bit more active with this.
Sometimes they're a bit too, like, just let them scream.
Yeah.
And, like, no.
And I was, like, through my noise-cancelling headphones, I could hear, like,
oh,
but,
God.
Like, ages. Like, it was ages of it.
What were you listening to on your noise-cancelling headphones?
Thank you for asking that, Susie. I was actually listening to some Phil Collins. Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, or indeed, Sitges.
A child screamed.
A child screamed.
Why was the child going to Sitges?
Well, the flight
very
goes
gay.
To Barcelona. So, you know, you get all sorts going
on. Oh,
there.
God, yeah.
But yeah, it was a bit, I was a bit like, ugh.
Ugh.
But I do like children, actually. I do.
Yeah, you're a godfather.
I'm a godfather, yeah. Yeah, a godfather. I don't know if I'm very good as a godfather, but yeah.
I'm sure you're dreadful.
So all you need is an insecure godfather. So, Avon.
Oh my God, that's what the subject is.
And then, were you ever involved in or invited to something like a Pippa D party? My mum at one point.
Okay, firstly, what is Pippa D?
So Pippa D, I think there were other brands that did this.
Sure,
would be
sure.
That you, so mum was a party hoster. No, party... the fire starter, I don't know. She would have a rail of clothing in our lounge from Pippa D, and she would have parties to try and flog the clothes.
And then your mum would get some sort of percentage for
flogging
them.
Yes. And the idea would be that, like, the people at the party would have a party, and then they would again, and then they, and from that group of friends, you'd have another.
Yeah.
So you'd end up doing a sort of travelling Pippa D party of clothes selling, buying, and socialising.
Pippa D sounds like the street name for a drug.
You got any Pippa D? But Mum never really liked it because she found the whole sort of experience of kind of asking people to host a party to
quite stressful.
Really stressful and a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
But then her area manager would keep phoning her up and being like, so have you had any parties lately? Mum would be like, no, it's been a very busy week. Oh, please stop phoning. And we had this sinister rail of clothing in the lounge all the time.
Was it nice clothing?
It was a sort of thing where, yeah, it was sort of tie around.
A lot of tie around, of course, of course, wrap-overs. Yeah.
I remember Mum having a party and I had to go upstairs and hide. But then as I was going upstairs, I dropped all of my homework down the stairs and everyone stopped and looked. And it was really embarrassing for everyone. I still hold that dear.
I don't know why. Just laugh it off.
Yeah, but I was only like 12.
Just laugh it off.
If only I'd known that rule. Just laugh it off.
I've been to both a Tupperware party.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go to it. My friend's mum was hosting it and I happened to be in the house. It was boring.
What are the chances?
As...
Oh, I would have loved that.
Yeah, but I mean, how many different Tupperwares does one need?
A lot, it turns out. So you didn't buy any?
No, of course not. I was a child.
But they have so many They have so many things. I'm also thinking of the scene in Airplane, the funniest film of all time.
The best film that's ever been made.
When they go to Africa and she starts hosting a Tupperware party.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
I do remember
that bit.
And
she's like, Ted, I want to go home.
Yeah. Oh, such a great film.
So great. She's like, this is great for storing hot dog buns. And it's very funny.
Very good indeed.
So who was hosting the Tupperware party? I want to know about it.
I think it might have been, I can't remember whose mum it was, just someone's mum.
What was their name?
Maybe Catherine.
The mum's name is Catherine?
I think the child's name is Catherine.
And the mum was called Debbie?
McGee. Debbie McGee.
It's Debbie McGee. She was hosting a Tupperware party.
I have been to an Anne Summers party.
Oh, dear. Now, tell us about that.
It was when I was straight.
Yeah, it's a classic straight thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh!
A lot of that.
A lot of that. A lot of,
like a hen do.
Like a hen do with no hen.
A hen do with no hen.
A lot of sort of chocolate to put on your body, I imagine.
A lot of chocolate body paint. There'd be chocolate body paint. I want my chocolate. Also, like, I want my chocolate in a bar. I don't want it off someone's body.
No, yeah, exactly.
I could have been like, oh, this dinner could be improved by me not using a plate. Do you know that really famous picture of Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, go on, which one?
He's eating dinner off a model's back.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
It's like a photo. It's like quite a cool photo. But I'm never like, I love this pie and chips. I wish I could just have it off the body.
I don't think they ever do pie and chips, do they?
The person that I'm seeing. I think it's really weird. I don't like it at all, Tom.
Yeah, there is something it's a bit like organised fun as well, isn't it? I don't know how fun it would be.
Organised fun. And like, so the edible stuff would be that. There'd be like edible knickers. Absolutely not.
What is that all about?
They're like not lollies. What do you call them? Like, you know, like a wrist, bracelet that's
with
made of
elastic with like
with those sweets on it. It's like that, but a thong.
Oh, gross! I hate those sweets anyway, like lavender hearts.
Exactly. Yeah, pomme violets.
Those things. Yeah.
So
horrible sweets that would really crunch into your teeth as well.
Yeah, I mean, and like, why would you want that half of your sex? Like, who needs a snack?
I don't. I think.
Like, how long are you doing it for? Who's like, oh, let's just stop. You know,
only one of you is going to get any of the sweets.
Well, unless you're like, do you want some of your thong? Do you want the bit that's going around your ass?
You can have this bit.
I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. I don't like it. I find it very embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing in city,
also,
I think.
Anne Summers clothing. Like the...
Oh,
the
what?
Outfits.
Like teddies.
They're called teddy suits, aren't they? Which
I don't know why.
I always found really confusing because it's like you're dressed as a teddy bear.
Like there's nothing bearish about those outfits.
No. And then they would be like pleather, rubber, and always so cheaply made.
I mean, I like that that's the one thing you don't like.
Oh, my God, of course.
It's the manufacturer.
Oh, like, really...
Who made this?
Really bad. I know that, like, leather and pleather and rubber is a thing, but, like, who wants to squeak
pleather
into sex?
Is pleather a thing?
No, I think pleather's a thing if you can't afford to be in the leather community.
Pleather is a funny thing. It's the sort of thing that, like, I remember a settee being made of.
Yeah. I remember my friend Rachel once saying, we were walking past a shop that sold like discounted cashmere and like cashmere blend, and she called it cashmere, which I just thought the funniest thing.
Delightful. But pleather would remind me of like that settee. Nothing more sexy about that. Sometimes
no,
my
like,
thighs would get stuck.
If you're sweating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there'd be the outfits and there'd be the underwear. Then also, like, why do you want to be at a party when you're buying stuff for your sexy time?
Yeah,
like,
it's
why
very
do you
want to
be
like,
all like, hey guys, this is what I'm in? Like,
it's very 50 Shades of Grey. Oh. Like that thing of like, oh, we're going to see this with the girls. Oh, it'll be a right laugh, won't it? Oh,
absolutely
nice.
Not.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, I find all that sort of thing hugely embarrassing.
Hugely embarrassing.
I think that people assume that you'd be like, because doing like a job like ours, you'd be very like open and I can talk about everything. I find all that sort of stuff so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so then you'd have like all the underwear, again, generally quite cheaply made.
Oh dear, oh, quite chafing fabrics, I
you
imagine.
Know,
not natural fibres.
And then of course you'd have all the toys.
Oh, so they've got a lot of toys, have they? Yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what they'd make you do? They'd give you like a...
What?
Like a vibrator. And they'd be like, oh, I know, I say it. Like, I have to whisper it because it's so embarrassing. Because I know that my mum listens to this. Hi, mum. And you put it, they'd tell you to put it on the end of your nose.
Why?
To feel the vibrations.
No way.
Right.
What if you just started, like, snotting?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You're good for my hay fever, actually.
Yeah, look, there's Tom. With his random rabbit.
Don't mind me, guys, hay fever.
So I would find all of that stuff hugely embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing. And then would people buy it?
Well, I certainly wouldn't.
Did other people buy it?
I don't know. I think it's probably, yeah. Oh, so embarrassing.
Oh, I'll try one of those. Come on, like, Gloria.
Yeah, like Gloria and Jean, like going vibrator shopping halves? Together. Oh, disgusting. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'm not chilled out enough for it. I find it all really embarrassing. I'm like going red thinking about it.
But I would find that embarrassing. It would be, yeah, it would be like...
Like, yeah, if you were there with like everyone that you knew, gay and straight, ooh, and people being like, oh,
yeah.
Tom, what do you think of this? Would you like to use
well,
this sexually?
Especially if like, you know their partner, yeah. Then you're like immediately imagining them both using it.
Don't go as far as imagining. You're imagining in quite clear detail.
You're sketching both of them.
You're imagining them both.
You're doing a brass rubbing of both of them.
Brass rubbing, I bet you are.
You know. You're making a stained glass window of both of them. Gay as windows. Have you ever heard that expression?
No.
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
I don't know.
During the celebrated episode, Gay or a Sandwich. I've heard it. People say, "Oh, gay as windows," which didn't make sense to me for ages, and I thought it was some sort of, I don't know,
like homophobic.
Yes,
vibe.
Yeah, referring to Windows 97, the computer operating system.
Because any gay that I know has a MacBook.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
so it doesn't even make sense. So then I realised, no, it's not. It's actually from the expression "gay as a church window," because church windows would be
stained glass
and very colourful and gay in the sort of old-fashioned sense of it. Do you see? Apparently,
Tom,
but it's all
you listen, you learn. That's the thing
you
with
listen,
like band friends.
You
thank you
learn.
So much for joining us.
So.
What were we talking about? Catalogues. Okay, so I've been to an Ann Summers.
Ann Summers. Now, Ann Summers, the shop, they used to have one in Bromley. I don't know if it's still there. I remember it opening. It was kind of seen as the death knell for Bromley High Street because it suddenly sunk so low. Apparently, there were protests when they opened McDonald's there back in the day. Bromley was quite the sophist place.
What has happened?
What has happened? But I think at the front, they're sort of just normal clothes or underwear. It's an underwear shop,
undies,
isn't it?
Undies, yeah.
And then at the back, it's where you can go and buy all your
whips
filth.
And chains.
But I don't think there are whips and chains, are there? Or are there?
I don't know. I don't know the last
chocolate
time I was in
willies.
One. Yes, chocolate willies. Yeah. Lots of shit for Hindus.
Yeah, I bet that's what their main thing
Maybe
is.
Maybe like a blow up man.
So gross. That's so gross and so unfunny. I don't know why I find it so unfunny.
I don't know.
I think because it's so.
It's such a classic Hindu.
Yeah, I think because it's sort of become so general. So.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's such an obvious thing. I don't see it as funny anymore. Does that happen with things?
Yeah, they stop being funny. I mean, there was one at a Hindu that I was at that we called Juan. That ended up being relatively amusing because we were all on holiday and we put it in the bride's bed when she got home.
Oh, I bet she loved
that. Rather than taking it out.
I bet she loved that. Was this the Hindu that the bride I know?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Juan. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Did you also have like penis straws?
Yeah, that sort of thing, which of course, I was at a Hindu the other day with some straight men. You know, straight men go to Hindus now.
Very I've got confusing. Material about it in my new show.
Of course you do. It's on every day at the Pleasance, 8 o'clock.
Thank you, everyone.
Tom Indeed. Tom Allen, absolutely. Not Indeed. It was last year Indeed.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. But yeah, I was there with my friend Josh, who was sipping out of a penis straw. Sipping a pint out of a penis straw.
What, Josh?
Josh.
Really?
Beatties went Hindu.
Oh, and you all had to go.
We all went. It was super fun.
Oh, that's nice. I've heard that like, people have mixed gender ones now, don't they?
I think so. Well, I think, yeah. I think if I was going to... I mean, I'm not going to have a Hindu. I've not got a wife.
But put it out there to the universe. Good,
guys, I would like a wife, a lasagna, and a baby.
Thank you. And
Thank
a Hindu.
You. And a Hindu.
But would you both have the Hindu?
Oh, I don't know,
it's complicated.
Tom.
How do you divide
I'm very busy.
Up?
I've got a lot of gigs on.
That's the thing. That's the problem, isn't it?
Do
when have
mean?
We got time for a relationship? I'm always on a train.
Well, that's why we
that's
should just
That's why
be
I always
together.
Have sex with train conductors.
Always have sex with
Always train. Wanted to work with someone in music. Ended up with a train conductor. Anyway, so, yes, but we mustn't dwell. If only you could get partners on a catalogue.
Oh, my God, Tom, what a lovely way to end the show.
What a lovely roundup.
I mean, I think you can. I think you can buy some women from catalogues.
Oh, can you? Oh,
yeah,
no,
it's
no,
quite
I feel
dark.
Like I've said something really bleak.
Well, join us again on Like Minded
no,
Friends.
Oh, no. What a terrible way to end. What a terrible way to end.
I did just plug Tom's show, but I'll do it again. Tom, Alan, the Pleasance Courtyard, the Cabaret Bar, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. every day,
yes.
The Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Absolutely is the name of the show. Susie Ruffle, keeping it classy.
Hello.
9:45 p.m.
Hello.
Pleasance Courtyard.
Correct.
Below room.
Right.
9:45, Susie Ruffle, keeping it classy.
That's the one,
Tom. SusieRuffle.co.uk for details.
SusieRuffle.com now.
SusieRuffle.com, I do beg your pardon.
Guys, we've got a new website. I don't know if you had a look at it.
Check it out. It's lovely. Chris has done a great job.
I'm wearing a tux. Yeah, Chris has done a lovely job. And TomIndeed.com.
TomIndeed.com, still the odd website. But I've looked at yours and I said to Chris, I want that.
Oh my God, you want to be me? Stop trying to be me.
I want to be you. I've always wanted just a simple website.
Simple life.
That's all I've wanted.
In that respect, we are very similar to Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton. We're both just looking for the simple life.
Is that what they're looking for?
No, it's what their TV show is called. It's quite niche, but people
will like it. Paris Hilton gives me life.
Oh my God.
That's what people say, isn't it? I just wanted to say gives me life.
Everything gives me life. Kendall Jenner gives me life.
Oh yeah, so work. And what's the other thing? No, I think that's the only things I wanted to... Those are the only phrases I want to use.
Okay.
New phrases.
Well, then let's... We'll think of something for next week on Like-Minded Trends.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.